This evening we gather to give thanks to God, to hear His word, and also to receive the sacrament again, and in thanksgiving give praise to Him and to Him alone. These days are like markers because we think about tonight or tomorrow, and we think maybe perhaps where we were last year, and how our life has changed, and how God has blessed us, and how we reflect upon the year as it comes to a close. In today's gospel, there are 10 people that are healed. Only one comes back to give thanks to God. So we're glad that you're here tonight. But I think with the numbers, they really are true, because most people, they're so caught up in life that they don't stop and really give thanks to their Creator. They get so tied up with the holiday, with Black Friday, with going into Christmas next week already, that they never stop to think and to give thanks for all that God does for us. In today's gospel, we have 10 people that are cleansed, 10 people that are healed, but only one. So that's what? 10%. Only one comes back to give thanks to God. And I think tonight we should model that, not just for tomorrow when we are with our family and friends, but we should model that as our whole life, to give thanks to God, to wake up in the morning, to give thanks that He has kept us safe, in the evening as we go to bed, to give thanks to God. And so throughout all our life, to model the example of this foreigner, this outsider, that came back and gave thanks to God. Not only can we model him, but I think a great example is St. Paul in today's epistle. He's in prison, and he's writing the church of Philippi, and he tells them three things. The first thing is not to be anxious about anything. I think that's important. The second one is to focus on the things in life that are good, things that are lovely, things that are honorable. And lastly, the third thing he talks about in today's epistle is to be content. Now, in our society, this is a hard message. I think the other nine would want to hear something different, because everything is pushed towards Thanksgiving, to Black Friday, to consumerism. And I think this message is indeed unique, because it's the opposite, really, of what the world would expect. First of all, what he says is this: don't be anxious about anything. I guess it's easier to talk about it, isn't it, rather than to put into practice. Don't be anxious about anything. Think about something that you're anxious about, whatever it might be. I guarantee you that if you are anxious about it, whether it's about your future or your health or your finances or your relationships or anything, if you are anxious about it, it's because you are projecting yourself into the future. You're thinking, what's tomorrow going to be like? Is it going to be a good day? Or what about Black Friday? Or what about Christmas? Or what about next year? Oh no, 2016. Whether you're thinking about your health, whether you're thinking about your finances, whether you're thinking about your family or your career, if you suffer from anxiety, it's because you're thinking about the future. It's hard to be anxious right now, as long as you're living in the present. Because right now, nothing is wrong. Everything is fine. You're inhaling, you're exhaling, your heart is beating, you're listening to me, hopefully. But if you're anxious, it's because you're thinking about the turkey in the oven, or you're thinking about the guests that are coming tomorrow, the people that you really, really don't want to see, you know? Right? Anxiety always is about the future. It's about tomorrow. It's about next week. It's about what's going to happen if. But St. Paul is talking to the church while he's in prison, and he's saying, don't be anxious about anything. Don't live in a state of anxiety about your health, your finances, your future, your relationship, your job, none of them. In everything, give thanks to God. Pray with your supplications. If you feel anxious about your health, or your finances, or the future, or even tomorrow, next year, or what's going to happen, then just offer prayer to God. This is what he's saying. If we're going to model anybody, if we're going to emulate anyone, we could emulate this man. The man's in prison, and he's saying, don't be anxious about anything, but with prayer and supplication, let your requests be known to God. And then he goes on to say this, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's the 10%, folks. Because the rest of the world doesn't live that way. The 90% focus on the future, are obsessed by what if, but they don't offer their petitions to God because they've left the higher power. They don't even believe in him anymore. But if we can emulate and we can model St. Paul in prison, the first thing we learn on this Thanksgiving Eve, why bother be anxious? You really can't control anything anyway. The second thing is, he tells us to focus on things that are lovely and things that are good, really. There is one thing we can control, and that is not the environment. We cannot control what people think of us. We can't control the things that happen in society or the weather or the media. We cannot control any of those things. And the minute we think we can, that's when we get anxious. But the one thing we can control is what we focus on. That's the only thing we really can focus on. And so Paul is saying to us, think about those things that are true, right? Think about those things that are honorable, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, commendable. And then he goes on to say, think about those things. Now, I realize it's hard, especially if you're sitting in front of the television all day and you're listening to the news. It's so easy to be dragged down by all of the negativity that's going on. But if we focus on things which are above, and I love the liturgy. You know, in the liturgy, just before we receive communion, lift up our hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. We're not focused on things earthly, but we're focused on things that are heavenly. There's another part of the liturgy that I love as well. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to God. That means it has nothing to do with the circumstances, has nothing to do with the environment of what's going on. If we can be heavenly minded, if we can think about things that are good and God is good, and that can be our focus, the sea could be tossed to and fro. Craziness could be happening in the media, but we have this anchor, right? And this anchor is Christ our Lord. So number one, don't be anxious. Number two, focus on things that are lovely, things that are pure, things that are true. Focus on God. And then lastly, he talks about being content. Now, how in the world? Well, he goes on to say, I've learned that when I have something, I'm happy, I'm content, but when I don't have it, I'm also content as well. What can we learn from this? To imitate him. He says in today's epistle, whatever you have learned and received and heard and you have seen in me, put these things into practice. St. Paul is not only holding up our Lord Jesus Christ, but he's holding up himself as an example to imitate. He's saying, you've seen the way I've acted among you, the way I've talked among you, the things that I have put into practice. Follow my example. Follow my footsteps. As an apostle, he's following our Lord Jesus Christ, and he has no problem saying, just follow me. Here is a man who's in prison. How would you feel if this Thanksgiving you were in prison for doing something that was not, you weren't guilty of, right? He was in prison for preaching the gospel. But he could turn around and he could say to his fellow brothers and sisters, don't be anxious, don't worry, don't be concerned about anything. Focus on what is good and learn to be content in all things. I hope that this Thanksgiving you're part of the 10%. I hope you're not part of the 90% that's caught up in the future, thinking about everything that could or will go wrong. Hopefully you're not part of the 10% that's focusing on the negativity of this world. And believe it or not, if you want to focus on negativity, there's plenty of it to go around, to get you afraid, to get you upset. And there's certain amount of marketers that would love to tell you that you'll never be happy unless you have this product or that product, and you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to buy it, and then you and your friends will be happy. I think the 10% knows different. And the 10% recognizes that everything that we have is a gift from God. our life, our health, our food that God gives us, the salvation that he gives us through Jesus Christ. And all of it comes to us by grace and his mercy. So we can learn as we follow the example of St. Paul, not to be anxious, to cast all our cares upon him, because he cares for us, that we can focus on what is good. And if we look for what is good in everyone, in life, we will find it. And lastly, to realize that we can be content, knowing that we have the greatest gift, whether we live or die, give us Christ. Amen. Blessed Thanksgiving to all of you. Amen.
To confess.